20 to 6 on ABC Radio Perth and Western Australia. Now, if you've got an elderly relative or friend in a nursing home or in care somewhere, you've had that situation during this coronavirus period, you would have early on, no doubt, been a bit frustrated. Things have lifted a bit, certainly in Western Australia. But if you have family and friends, loved ones interstate or, in fact, overseas, you're not able to visit them, really, unless you go into quarantine when you return. And for those working, that's problematic in many ways. These are just some of the restrictions that all of us have had to really concede to during this difficult time. Let's have a chat more about this. Christine Allen is CEO of the Council of the Aging in WA. Christine, thank you for being up early for us this morning.
Thanks, Barry. It's a pleasure to get up.
Well, look, it is a nice morning to be up.
It is. I can just hear the rain starting to hit the roof outside.
All right. Now, if we look at the sense of isolation for those in care, as I mentioned, it's lifted a bit here in Western Australia, but certainly not so interstate, or for those wanting to visit interstate relatives or overseas relatives. What effect did the isolation have on the elderly?
Look, in particular for residents in aged care facilities, Barry, it could be very distressing when they can't see family, particularly in cases where people have had dementia and they don't understand why relatives haven't come to see them. We know that in some cases, FaceTime or technology was used so that families could still see their relatives, but that caused some confusion. I understand from one gentleman with dementia, he couldn't understand why his family were on TV, was what he perceived it to be. So it did cause some confusion. But of course, you know, there were good reasons why there were restrictions put in place.
Yeah, that's true. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
And I imagine that just having to deal with some of the technology, if you are, you know, if you are elderly and you might have a degree of dementia, that would be a challenge in of itself. What about family members? What effect did it have on them?
Varying degrees, Barry. Some family members had a good relationship with the nursing home and were able to either speak by phone or make some arrangements that they could stay in contact. For others, more difficulty. Perhaps some aged care providers weren't as accommodating as others. And for those that weren't, it caused a lot of distress for families. And particularly where they had a routine that they went to see mum or dad every Tuesday. It was very distressing.
Look, I can relate personally to this because I've got a very elderly mother in a nursing home in Adelaide who I'd like to actually go over and see at some stage, but I haven't been able to. Look, my guest this morning is Christine Allen, the CEO of Council of the Aging in Western Australia. We're looking at really what's happened in aged care during this period of coronavirus and some of the challenges and the lockdowns that, as we all agree, have been needed. But it still doesn't make it any easier for the person in care or indeed those family members and friends. What is the situation at the moment, Christine, in Western Australia? How much more relaxed is it now?
Look, there was a new code released, Barry, on the 8th of July, so only a few days ago. But if you're visiting somebody in residential care now, upon entry, you are going to be asked questions such as, have you returned from overseas? Have you been interstate? You will have your temperature taken. You will have to sign in, which I believe is normal anyway. You will also have to produce a flu certificate before you can access the premises. And there are, in varying facilities, restricted times that you can visit. I understand that people don't have to wear protective equipment, but you obviously will be asked to sanitise hands. And depending on the facility, visitors are restricted to the residence room, and in others, you know, you can wander through and use the cafes or whatever the services are of the facility. So it really varies. There are some restrictions that are enforced, but you know, it really would pay for each of those family members to have a good relationship with the management of the facility they're visiting. And I suspect that that's where, you know, some of the distressed families that have got into that situation. So if you have a family member in a residential care and you're having difficulties with access, I would suggest firstly you need to talk to the management, develop a good relationship with management. If for whatever reason you are not getting the access that you feel you should have, there is, I had a discussion with somebody last week who wasn't aware of this, but there is an older person's advocacy network, which is called OPAN, and you can call them on 1-800-700-600, and they can intervene on your behalf if you're having difficulty with your residential care facility. And if you wanted to accelerate your complaint, you can take it to the Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission. So you can find all of that information on our website, on the COTA website.
So that's 1-800-700-600 if you wish to register a concern that you might have with those looking after your loved one. Hopefully people have a decent relationship already with the people caring for their loved ones. Just to finish off, Christine, what's your advice for people who have family and friends interstate or, in fact, overseas in care? Sometimes the problems, I'm just speaking from my own experience here, made a little bit worse because of hearing problems, and they can't necessarily hear you that clearly over the phone.
Yes, so I've been talking to a couple of people, Barry, who have actually got relatives overseas in nursing homes. One particular thing is they could use a mobile phone to talk to their father, but also it was they had a good relationship with the aged care home, so they scheduled some FaceTime so they could see their father. They also have asked friends and relatives, and this is in the UK, to visit on their behalf just to make sure that they're okay and they're comfortable. And they can send a care pack, so they can send some photographs or some favourite things that their relative likes. Maybe some music. And something that's been a resurgence over the last few months, Barry, is writing letters or sending postcards, something that we lost along the way with the emergence of technology. Perhaps write a letter or send something written that they might recognise, or a postcard. So there are many ways that people... It's a very difficult time, there's no doubt about that.
Chris... Yeah, but there are, as you say, if you get a little bit clever, you can come back with some old-fashioned ideas that I'm sure would be greatly appreciated by those who receive, you know, the letters and the care packs, etc. Christine, thank you for that. Really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Okay, thanks, Barry. Have a great day.
Cheers. Christine Allen, CEO of the Council of the Aging in WA. Good morning. It's 11 to 6.
Barry Nichols, Monday to Friday, 4 a.m. till 6 on ABC Radio Perth and WA.